That sound means it's Tech Talk. Doug Swindahart joining us for the entire hour. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, etc., feel free to get a hold of us on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug, I do want to start with something that has nothing to do with computers. Can you believe this run of weather?
Oh, it's just lovely today. I was out this morning cruising around nice and cool. Even now, it's starting to heat up a little bit, but it's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's so unusual to have this run. And by the way, we're on track, and it looks like with this forecast, it'll be the warmest and driest September on record. But what is so unusual about it, in the shade, it's delightful. But if you're standing in the sun and there's not a lot of breeze, there's still a lot of strength in that sunlight. It gets hot in a hurry, but just gorgeous weather today.
No doubt. Yeah. Oh, no doubt. I bet people are out just having the time, huh?
Yeah, very busy. A lot of folks out and about earlier in the day. We went to lunch. We have some family in town. We took them to Young Joni in Northeast. They are open for brunch, and it was excellent, as always. So, yeah, it was really good and a good day. Doug, let's get into computers. There's always a lot to talk about, and I do have a quick story. And this speaks to security. And like a lot of businesses, most businesses, small and large, have some sort of security training. You know, be on the lookout for suspicious emails. Don't respond to suspicious texts, etc. And we've talked about that a great deal because they don't want to make the network vulnerable. You don't want to click on an attachment if you're not absolutely positively sure. But this is a good story. As part of my job, I'm in purchasing, but I also manage some of the things around the building. So I'm the guy with keys to all the doors. And a young guy showed up and said, you know, I am with the company that manages your network, and I need to get into your server room. And typically, nice, honest guy. Once upon a time, I would have said, oh, yeah, sure, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, sure.
But what I did is I checked with our VP of IT, checked with him and said, were you expecting this young guy, I think his name was Jake. Are you expecting Jake? Yes, I am. And I said I wanted to check and make sure. And he responded, you get a gold star today.
Yeah.
I was expecting him. But before you gave him access to our server room, you checked to make sure, and then I let him in, and then Doug came over and supervised what he was doing. So he worked for a contractor that is hired by the company. So it's all legit, all in the up and up. But that is just another reminder. If an individual wants access to your computer, be leery of that.
Oh, absolutely. Huh, you couldn't say that enough. This is just prime. And I've often wondered if this hasn't gone on in some of these bigger vulnerable break-ins where they've bypassed security. They walk in and they're confident and, hey, you know, I'm from such and such a company. All that's public record on the internet, who you do business with. So, you know, outsourced company, come on in. Just plug right in there and away you go. It's, once they get their hands on right there on site, that's they can access anything at that point.
Yeah, so it is a reminder, and I think it goes back to the individual user, and I wanted to start at the beginning of the program. And we have stressed this over the years, and you can have, you know, malware bytes, and you can do all of that sort of stuff. But if you are willing to give someone access to your data by willy-nilly opening emails and beyond that clicking on attachments, well, you're really rolling the dice there.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and it's not worth the gamble. I mean, like you took, 5-10 minutes to check with the upper management? Legit. Yeah, and he responded appropriately as well. That's good. That's very good.
Yeah, and once again, you want to be very careful, and we can't stress enough that in dealing with email, and let's face it, I know this is going to sound like something Yogi Berra said, but the bad guys are really good at getting you to click and click on attachments. That's what they do 24/7, trying to figure out a way to fool you to give you access to your computer, to your files, and beyond that, your personal information. Don't fall for it. Be very, very leery.
No question about it. This is an area that people really got to be a little bit paranoid about, and especially when they're getting emails. And there's all kinds of emails coming out. And just recently, we're hearing that Medicare wants everybody to log in with a .gov account or a .id.me. And this .id.me, they're having some issues. And that's all tied to all kinds of government services. So hopefully they'll get that squared away. It's a crazy world.
Doug, from our text line, and by the way, if you want to reach Doug, talk about your computer or hardware, software, whatever, the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. He is available, always available at 651-461-9226. And that's good for reaching all our shows, starting with the morning news with Vanita and Steve Simpson, and continuing throughout the day and night here on News Talk 830-WCCO. So if you want to visit with Doug, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. There's a lot going on in my neighborhood and in neighborhoods around the area. There are some new players in the fiber market. We got something on our door. We haven't had fiber in our neighborhood yet. We have CenturyLink DSL, but there is an outfit coming through, and they've got those machines that poke holes through the ground, and they're getting ready to install fiber in this neck of the woods, and there's more and more of that going on around town. So there are a lot of options for internet, but there appears to be in my neighborhood, in a neighborhood near you, more and more options, and fiber appears to be a really good one.
Is that was that Quantum Fiber by any chance?
Yeah, or I think it was Gateway, the one that was
Gateway.
Yeah, Gateway was the one mentioned on the thing they put in the mailbox and said, "Yep, we're going to be working in the right of way." My point being is that there is a lot of competition for your internet service. There are a lot of options out there.
Oh, no doubt. And, of course, we got to mention Starlink as well. I think the price of Starlink is going to be going down repeatedly, because that's been happening now over the last year. I'm real curious as to the difference between what a homeowner gets and what a business gets, because there's a huge price difference. So I'd like to find somebody that's got that kind of setup. And I'm kind of interested in setting something like that up for our townhome association, so it's all covered under Starlink. And just to test, just to see what it would cost. So that, once it's up and it's there, and everybody could take advantage of it. I think that it's good to check these things out. And there's new ones rolling out all the time. Quantum Fiber actually has bought, my understanding is they've bought out CenturyLink's fiber portion. And so the DSL and the dial-up will still remain at CenturyLink, but their fiber will go to Quantum Fiber. This gateway thing that you're talking about, that's new to me. I haven't heard of that. That's good.
Yeah, and once again, they're doing the build-out in the suburb I live in. And let's face it, there is a lot of expense to, punch holes in the ground and run pipe and then run the fiber and then ultimately get you connected to that fiber. And once again, Xfinity is a big player here in the Twin Cities area. CenturyLink with DSL. We've already talked about the 5G cellular-based home internet that is available. T-Mobile and Verizon are the main players in that. I've been testing out T-Mobile home internet backup, and have been pretty pleased with it so far. For $25 a month, I've been able to play around with it and so on and so forth. The full package, depending on how you pay, is around $50 a month. But the point being is, and you've predicted this for years, there are more and more options coming online. There's no doubt about it, because they want your money.
Oh, yeah. This is a huge market. And you know, people have gotten to the point now where they look at internet access as if it's like electricity or water or a normal utility. And it should be that way.
Yeah, and we want to jump to the phone lines. But once again, here's what they're throwing out in our neighborhood with Gateway Fiber. 300 megabits per second, $65 a month. 600 megabits per second, $75 a month. 1 gig, $90. 2 gig, $150 a month.
Oh, that's a good price.
Yeah, so the point being is there's a tremendous amount of competition, and it is crazy. And I think the fact that there is competition is good to keep prices low ultimately. And the fact that if you can get into this without a contract, that's even better. So,
oh, no question. You know, CenturyLink kind of set the tone for that with their price for life and no contract. It only takes one, and the rest of them start falling into play. That I really like that they did that. That's a feather in CenturyLink's hat for sure.
All right. Let's go to the phones real quick here on Tech Talk. Peter from New Richmond, you're on the air. Hello, Peter.
Good day.
Hello, what do you got?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not hearing
all right.
At all.
Yeah, I think we're having a little bit of difficulty there, so we'll put them on hold. Let's take a break right now and come back and remind folks you can reach us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line at 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Tech Talk with Doug, you're on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us through 4 o'clock today. At 4, all the news. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Huge Timberwolves news. Karl-Anthony Towns traded to the New York Knicks. Chris Hine from the Star Tribune will join us, and we'll sort out that. Twins and Orioles later on. Twins, 2 games to go in the regular season. They were eliminated from playoff contention on Friday night with a loss to the Orioles. The Tigers won. And with the Twins' loss, that put the Royals in the playoffs as well. So a lot more coming up later on, but we continue with Doug. And let's go to the phone lines again. And we're going to try it one more time. Peter from New Richmond, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hello. You hear me?
Hi. Yep.
That's better.
All right. I've got a Windows 10 machine, and suddenly it won't read my photos off of my I can't import my photos off of my camera. I've tried 2 different cameras. I've tried 2 different wire setups, but it just won't recognize my unit.
Peter, I'm going to have you give me a call early next week, and I'll connect up and we'll find out what you got going on. It's really wide. So we got to know what kind of camera you got, how you're connecting. But most cameras today are actually using your Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, so there's no wires involved. But, yeah, that should just be automatic. That is it. Once you get pictures, I always recommend that you put a copy in the clouds, copy on your hard drive, and if you want to leave it on your camera, if you got storage there, go ahead. But 3 copies for sure. Give me a call next week, and we'll get this handled for you.
Yeah, and Doug, once again, the key in all of this with photos, particular important documents, etc., is having that backed up somewhere.
Oh, no doubt.
Having 1 copy of that is really, really dangerous. I think you're playing with fire with those keepsakes. The photos, they just can't be replaced, the videos,
right,
et cetera.
Right, and in this particular instance, I've had people that they're, whatever they're using for a viewer, Windows Media, there's many image viewers, but it'll, the Microsoft Windows, and I don't know how this happens, but it will change the default program. So the pictures are there, just can't see them because they don't have a program to open them. It could be that simple. Really could be.
And once again, he brought up Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
Windows 10 is now a mature operating system and has been around for a while. Is it time to start thinking about an upgrade or being concerned about Windows 10 moving forward into 25 and beyond?
I think I'd keep 10. There's some things with 11, and of course there's people beta testing 12 at this point, but I'm not sure. I just don't like the invasive behavior that we seem to be going in a direction with this Copilot and Replay, and it's just not good. So, and they're taking some flack for this too. Microsoft is, so we'll see if maybe they don't decide that this is out of their realm. But I think they're going to stick to their guns here. It's I like 10. 10's okay. 10 works.
Yeah, and if you're using 10, a couple of things, Pervasor once a week.
Got
it. And what sort of malware and virus protection would you be running on 10 at the moment?
Well, you know, if people are looking for a free one, you can still get Bitdefender, the free version. It'll stay free forever. You got to do a little bit more manual work with it, but that's one of the few that will give you actually a free antivirus that will run. And Malwarebytes has a free one as well. Malwarebytes is wonderful. Enod, ESET32, Enod is wonderful product. But I'm enjoying watching how Bitdefender runs. It's lean, it's clean, and it's mean. It works really well. And it really, I think that Windows Defender is still doing a fairly good job. But if you're, depending on how you're using your internet, if you're on the internet all day long and you're clicking this link and clicking that link, I would say you're going to want to have a third-party antivirus and malware protection for sure. And I'm glad that you mentioned Pervasor. I think every Windows computer on the planet should have Pervasor. It's just a wonderful program. Tough to do better than this one when it comes to keeping your system clean and tidy and running to the nines. It's just the best. I can't say enough good things about that program.
Yeah, and quite a privacy tool as well.
You bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when it reorganizes your hard drive, the first time you run it, it's going to take a while. It's straightening out all your files to make sure that the open and close at the beginning and end of each file is actually lined up. So it's actually doing things to your hard drive that would be considered hardware less than 5 years ago. It's just a great program, and it does great work.
Quick break. We have more on Tech Talk, and still plenty of time for you to visit with Doug today on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. The number is 651-461-9226. The text, that comes right into the studio. If you call, that's good, too. You visit with producer Josh Wheeler, and he'll put you through on the show. Once again, it is Tech Talk with Doug through 4 o'clock today here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart aboard for another 20 minutes or so. Still plenty of time to reach us on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. And let's go to the phone lines right now. Bob and Hudson, you're on the air. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you? Thanks.
Good.
Good. Question for Doug here. What made me think of it just recently, I got a renewal through Best Buy for WebRoot. And I use it on several computers, but that's all I use. Like, I'm maybe not fully protected and should have something other than that or addition to that.
Well, I think WebRoot is probably protecting your computers, but I'm not real big on WebRoot for a couple of reasons. The first one is, and I haven't seen it for a while, so they might have improved, but they used to be very, very overhead heavy. It slows down your computer to the point to where It's just not good. That plus the fact that I think Best Buy has stopped this also. But when Best Buy would install these computers, they would actually set it up like there was an enterprise version, and you'd have to go back to them to take it off. I don't like that type of control being put on consumers. I think that is better to take care of your own computer. But well, Webroot has had its ups and downs like many. I just have never been a big fan of Webroot. I don't think there's anything drastic to worry about. But I would try something else as long as you got multiple machines and see how it goes. And thank you for the call. I hope that helps.
All right, if someone was going to move away from something like Webroot, or what would you recommend, especially if you're spending some money already and you're willing to spend money on a program? If sure. you're going to spend that money, what's the best bang for the buck in your opinion?
I'd probably step up and just get Malwarebytes right away and get the second tier from the bottom, which gives you this extra internet thing. I really like that, unless you have a VPN. If you got a VPN, then you just go with pure antivirus malware, nothing else. That bottom tier should suffice just fine. Malwarebytes has always been a great company, always. And they've gone through some financial issues just like everything else online today. But they have maintained an air of professionalism, and they're usually first, second, or third to come out with a fix when something's new, and that's huge in my mind. I think that's really good when you got that type of team that's actually setting the pace. So, yeah, Malwarebytes would probably be my first. Bitdefender would be my second. And, of course, Enod, ESAT32, Enod is just a wonderful program. Any one of them will serve you very, very well.
All right, another call on the line. Let's go to Pat, Minneapolis, here on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, sure. Quick question here. I have a HP laptop that's like 4 to 5 years old, and I find that when I'm using Zoom on a meeting, about half hour into the meeting, this whole machine just shuts down, sort of buzzes, makes a buzzing noise and shuts down. And it's done this several times. I mean, it does reboot. Not sure what's going on there.
Explain that to me again, could you please?
So I'm on the Zoom call on my laptop, and about 20, 30 minutes into the call, the Zoom just shuts down. The whole screen goes black and it buzzes and then shuts completely down, and then it turns itself back on and it reboots.
Actually reboots for that. That's strange.
Could
That's
it be
really
heat?
Strange.
Could it be heat, Doug, because of the Zoom meeting and all the processing going on that it shuts down?
I doubt it. It's possible, but I doubt it. Zoom is pretty lean. This is a bit unusual. Of course, now it depends on how our resolution is set up, too, so you might be on something with the heat thing. I would check to see. Give me a call next week, and I'll give you a couple of tools that you can monitor heat right while it's running. But that's really strange, really, really strange. I would also wonder what kind of bandwidth she's working with. If she's got a less internet speed, sure wouldn't reboot it, just lose connection. I'm a little bit stymied here, Steve, truly.
All right. Unusual. Thanks for the call. Yeah, especially after 30 minutes or so, why it would shut down. It seems to me it could maybe be a setting in Zoom itself.
Well, but here again, we got a computer that's rebooting.
Yeah, true. Good point.
That just shouldn't happen without some kind of error, without something. And if it's heat, it should shut down. But it's possible that it just I'm stymied by this. I would love to investigate this one.
Yeah, by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. And our number on the show, as always, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Let's go to the text line. And by the way, the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line has been busy on the program, and we certainly do appreciate that. This is a new one. From our text line, any idea why our Gmail dumped all of our inbox about 6 weeks ago? gone from the all male also. We didn't change anything in our settings. We've had a Gmail account for about 15 years and use it every day. How would that happen?
I'll tell you what Google support will say. Somebody at your house deleted the all mail folder. I can almost guarantee that's what they're going to say. Now, is that true? I don't know. I've never had it happen to me, but I have had other people tell me the same thing. But it's extremely rare. If it's on Google's part, you might have to actually use email and be patient. They're going to be, I would believe, concerned about this, or perhaps help you find out what happened at your location. I think it might going to be, oh, of course, they could take the other approach of there's no way, but somebody at Gmail should still have a copy of that someplace, I would think.
Yeah, I have never heard someone having that kind of massive loss when it comes to a Gmail account. That is a new one. And I've had a Yahoo account even longer than that, and it still has my emails going back 15 years. It's crazy.
Yeah,
you know, to poke around in there and see some of these old emails.
Yeah, I was my original Gmail I got when Gmail was in beta, swinhart@gmail.com, and that it's got tons of space left, and I think it's got almost 60,000 emails since I've got that thing going. I haven't deleted any, but yeah, it's very rare. In fact, most email companies that are either giving an email address for free or charging for it, they're going to be right on top of this. The last thing that these companies want to do is get a reputation that they lost somebody's email. It's just that this is their bread and butter. But I'm, well, we got two people now that stumped us today, Steve. That's not so good, huh?
Well, no, it's just so unusual that happened and where that could have gone. But once again, I suppose someone could have had kid, child, grandchild poking around on the computer and possibly, you know, deleted something. But, yeah, to have it deleted out of the inbox and all mail as well is very unusual. That is definitely a new one.
Right, right. And then they would still have to have been logged on to the account online. I'm stymied at this. I really am. This is bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, once again, this is maybe the most frustrating part is, for instance, Amazon's really easy. You go on Amazon, you find something, you click, you got your credit card stored, and sometimes they'll deliver it same day. I mean, it is extraordinary. Here's the catch. Try and get a hold of anybody in customer service.
Yeah.
You know? And you have an issue or something, says it was delivered, but it was delivered to a wrong address. That happened to me at work one time. The long story short is that big companies like Gmail can make it very easy, or Amazon can make it very easy. Good luck trying to get a hold of someone in customer service to help you out.
If you have that problem with Amazon in the future, or any large corporation, go to gethuman.com and register the complaint and have that company, I don't know what they charge if you want them to call via telephone, they respond to this. This is, Xfinity responds, they've got people watching GetHuman and Trustpilot minute by minute. And GetHuman, they will give you a current number. If they initialized a new customer service number in the morning, by noon, GetHuman has it, and they're publishing it online. So sometimes just having a more recent number, you'll pop right in. But if you put an actual, well, this is what I'm having on Amazon, I didn't get my package, I can't get hold of anybody, they're going to respond. I would be surprised if you had to wait more than 2 hours.
Yeah, because the thing was, is that the driver who dropped off the package took the photo. The problem is, That that's not where I work. That is not the place of business where I wanted it delivered. So the driver got confused, whatever. I know they're busy and handle a lot of packages. But trying to navigate to get to someone to say, hey, that's not where I wanted it delivered. That, now, eventually, they came through and refunded the money, et cetera, and I was able to buy a new one. I'm not trying to cheat anyone. I just need the stuff. And,
right.
And that's where most people are. I have never tried Get Human, but it's
fantastic service. Oh, yes, fantastic. I can't recall what they charge. If you actually have them make the call, they got an automatic dialer that somehow bypasses all that stuff and every 15 minutes gets a call with your number to call back immediately. And once they get in, they will call you and just bang, bang, bang. Sometimes I wonder if they even know that it was Get Human that got through. But that's a great website if you're frustrated and can't get a hold of people. And they will actually publish the exact activity as it went on. They're expecting a little bit more consumer protection than what we have, and they're delivering.
Yeah, the automated lines where you go through all these menus, press 1 if you want to do this, press 2 if you want to do that, press 3. It's like, I just want to talk to somebody. You know, you guys are making enough money. Hire someone to talk to me and help me out here. Some of those automated voicemail boxes, et cetera, are drive me insane. All right, quick break. 11 minutes now in front of 4 o'clock. We'll come back. We'll go to the text line one more time to wrap it up. It is Tech Talk with Doug on a Saturday between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting, of course, here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk with Doug continues. Then the news at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Kearney. And then we talk Timberwolves with Chris Hine from the Star Tribune. Huge story broke last night. The Timberwolves traded Karl Anthony Towns to the Knicks. We'll get into that, some college football scores, and get you ready for the Twins and the Orioles. And that is, once again, coming up tonight from Target Field. All right, let's go back to that text line here real quick. Thinking about a new 17.3-inch NVHP laptop, is that a good machine?
Sure, they're heavy. I would be looking at something like probably an HP I would take a look at. MSI makes a nice 17-inch. Acer makes just a beautiful 17-inch. There's a lot of good set. But I would question, you know, if it's really portable at 17. I would probably go with a 15-inch, but it's all personal preference, you know.
Yeah, and what about refurbs? The texter sent up. We have had very good luck in our family buying refurb Macs over the years. Very good luck with factory refurbs. And in reality, if you're buying a factory refurb from, say, HP, I think you're going to be very pleased.
Oh, no doubt. In fact, I'll brag a little bit here because I picked up a 32-inch 8K monitor. The retail was $615. I bought it directly from ViewSonic on eBay, and I paid $192. It's perfect, Steve. Perfect. I also have had very good luck with refurbs. But today, we got to be careful. Some of the ads on eBay and even Amazon, yeah, completely refurb, but it's like one guy working out of his house, and it's really not certified. It's gotta watch. If it's coming from the company that made it, I think you can be pretty confident that you're going to save a good chunk of money and get a dynamite piece of equipment.
All right, Doug, we got to run. Only about a minute left. We want to make sure we carve out time for your phone number and email if people want to reach out during the coming week.
Thank you, Steve. 651-552-9543. And of course, admin at WCCOtech.com. ADMIN WCCOTECH.com, 651-552-9543. Thank you so much, Steve, and we'll see you next week, I hope.
Yeah, very good, Doug, and enjoy the weather. It looks like another gorgeous week in these parts. Take care.
Yep, and might as well get it now before it gets cold.
Yeah, that's right. There he is, Doug Swinehart, and he's good enough to join us on Tech Talk on Saturdays between 3 and 4. And don't forget, all of the podcasts available at WCCO Radio. WSB.com. Check them out. A lot of evergreen stuff, a lot of good material. Once again, that is WCCO Tech Talk. We invite you to check out that podcast. Once again, at WCCO Radio. Quick break. We have the news. And
if your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mother, in a moment.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!